Bull Cat.
Oh, yeah. Kidding me? You hear that sound? And listen, there can't be Michael Kay, because how could there be? There's a Yankee game coming up at 4 o'clock. Yeah, you can't do it. But it's Peter and Don, and it's a big old Michael Kay show. It's a big old Ray-Row-only vehicle
today. Ray-Row.
We will get into everything, including the Yankees here in a moment. Don, how are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
You know, I'm good. I'm in Philadelphia, PA. I made it down in spite of the horrid weather. Shout out to our friend Gary from Elite, who I got a car from this morning.
Nice.
And yeah, rode comfortably down 95, and somehow there was no traffic in spite of it just being, I mean, I don't want to be that person who's like over dramatic, but Don, like these days, like the past few months, when it's been raining, I mean, it's raining up a storm. It never stops.
Well, April showers bring May flowers. That's what they say. That whole gag. But it was raining a lot in March. And as you said, it has to be this excessive. And the wind, God, like I had trouble sleeping last night. The wind was just crazy. And now the Met game has already been postponed. That was the right thing to do. We'll get into why it took so long yesterday. But yeah, it just seems like when it rains for several days hard. But it's supposed to clear up tomorrow and pretty be a decent weekend. So hopefully this is it.
Yeah, so we're all going to survive. I'm very excited. We're going to see you tomorrow in Philadelphia. We have a stacked guest list. Don and I are going to be at WWE World at the Convention Center. Real quick, get into some game time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Rangers facing the Devils at the Garden tonight. Coverage immediately following us with Don LaGreca on 98.7 ESPN. The Mets take on the Tigers, supposedly.
No, that's 7-10, already been
so banged. That's not even happening.
Right.
That was the next word, weather permitting. That's not being permitted. But the Nets will host the Pacers at 7:30. So
not nothing. Knicks fans care about that game.
Yeah, you're gonna have to pay attention to the Nets Pacers, and we'll deal with the Knicks here, who suffer a third straight tough loss, and I think now you start to actually be concerned about where this team is positioning itself. But that's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew. Try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Yeah, you do have to be a little concerned about the Knicks. You also got to be frustrated, frankly, Don, if you're a Mets fan, who, as you just said, were rained out today. That's the third time. And rained out yesterday as well. Rained out opening day. So 3 out of 7 rained out. Not what you want.
I just get so upset. And I'm sure logistically there's a lot of things. Whenever I bring this up, I get a lot of pushback from baseball, from the teams. Hey, Don, there was a window of opportunity. This is the only time Detroit's in town to play the Mets. They had to try to find a way to play the game last night. You know I'm a weather guy all of a sudden at the age of 56.
You love weather.
It rained all day. It rained all night. There was an apparent two-hour window. I know the pitch clock has reduced the length of games, not to the point where you can wedge in a full game for 2 hours. So the fact that it was only a two-hour window should tell you we're not going to be able to finish this game and have to play it another time anyway. But yeah, you open up the parking lot, you open up the building, people pay for parking, they go buy some hot dogs, some beers, they sit there in their own filth for 2 hours, and then the game gets postponed. I just wish they just forward thinking, hey, we've got the technology here. It's not going to happen. They both have a common off day on Thursday. Let's just schedule a doubleheader and be done with it. And do I have proof that they're trying to extort the fans? But I do think there's a motivation of, hey, we got our money to make and we've got a chance to do it. And I just feel bad for the person that goes there hoping there's going to be a baseball game. They're 50, 60, 100 bucks in and they get told to go home. And maybe they'll get a voucher and they'll be able to come back another day with the ticket that they had.
Yeah, but it's annoying.
Is that fair to fans, Peter?
No. Let me answer for you. It's not. Yeah. And frankly, it's going to be a conversation that people expect Steve Cohen to have in a more real way, Don. Because having an owner this rich, the conversation could be in play. Let's be honest. He could build a dome if he wanted without any help whatsoever.
He says no. He says it's too expensive. Even Steve Cohen says that it's too expensive. $750 million, he says, is too much.
How many billion does Steve have?
I get it, but he says it's too expensive. And because good business people look at things, will it pay for itself? And maybe it doesn't. I look at it, you know what? Major League Baseball should chip in. The game is helped by games being played, Peter.
Oh, really?
You promote games and games being played.
The game's better when the game exists.
And also, Peter, let's say there was a three-hour window, and they figured out a way to be able to wedge the game in. Is that ideal? Conditions and the wind, and it's 40 degrees, and it's a steady drizzle all night, and there's 5,000 people in the building, and the game is garbage because, you know, the field's barely able to be played on. I mean, is that the product you want to sell to your fans? You know, so maybe it technically does not pay for itself, but having a dome allows games to be played in the conditions in which they were meant to be played, with a dry field. You can open it up now when the weather's nice. I mean, come on. We're in the 21st century here, and we're playing baseball like Ty Cobb's still in the league. I mean, does it make sense? What other sport is still bound by the constrictions that existed 100 years ago? Come on. Let's wake up, Major League Baseball. Let's do something about this.
Wake up, Flip.
But you've got a borderline con artist as a commissioner, so what do you expect?
Oh, my God. All right, well, let's get to the other baseball team in town for a moment, if we can. And we'll get back to the Mets later on. We'll get back to the Knicks as well, because there's some concern there. But, Don, we'd be remiss to not talk about the Yankees' first true egg to be laid last night. Ugly, three-hit, shutout, not what you want. Judge still not showing up. And I know, listen, this is not... It is a good time to be a Yankee fan, all right? Everyone is very, very excited about Juan Soto. No one more than me. They're my new team, for God's sake.
Yay!
But you lose 7-0, and you get one hit from Soto. Volpe, who's been Volpe and Soto have been your two studs. They each get a hit. Cabrera, your third stud, he gets a hit. No one else does. You're basically living right now on the bats of those three guys. Judge 0-for-3. He's batting 125 at the moment, OBP 214, slugging 167. It is a very slow start. Now, Michael is not worried at all. When I've brought this up a couple of times, Michael, as per most things, shuns me, shushes me, and says, don't worry about it. You know, this is a guy who just didn't get his at-bats in spring training. He'll get there. Mm-hmm. Don, it's a reasonable explanation. But I still don't think it's a reason to not worry at all. I mean, A, I could worry about the fact that he had to miss spring training at bats. You know, that's something that worries me about Aaron in general. Why did he miss spring training? It wasn't because he was just chilling out. It's because there was a concern. There was a weird feeling in his abdomen, whatever it was. So, listen, I'm not going to try to pour rain on a wonderful start to the season. But a pour water on it. But at the same time, Don, I think it's reasonable to go, all right, Aaron, we gonna have a good game anytime soon? Let's get going here.
Well, yeah, it's okay to you analyze it, you break it down every day. I mean, the Yankees are 5-1. I mean, everything's great. But I think that Yankee fans look at things a little bit differently because they're in it for the long haul, and they've been carried by, you know, basically two or three guys, as you mentioned too. Soto's been terrific. He's batting .417. Volpe has been tremendous for this team, and Cabrera has been better than advertised, right? I mean, this is a guy that struggled last year, getting an opportunity to play with LeMahieu's injury, and he's taking advantage of it. But outside of that, you've got Rizzo batting .182, coming off the injury from last year. This was supposed to be a big year for Torres. He's in his walk year. He's batting .174 with one RBI. And Aaron Judge, who you're supposed to lock in for 50 homers and 120 RBIs, is sitting on no home runs, one RBI, and he's batting .125. I mean, that's now Michael's right. You shouldn't be concerned, but can I at least say I want to keep an eye on this? You know, and just like to see him break out. I think over the long term, these are the things that you worry can bottom out on you. And it certainly did last night against a really good pitcher and against the defending National League champions. No harm in that. But I think it's at least something to keep an eye on. If it continues, you could get to concerned land. It's not crazy.
Let's get into a little Yankee starting lineup, shall we? It makes sense.
Sure.
On 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. All right. Yankees, Diamondbacks. Coming up in about 30 minutes here, Gleyber Torres will play second and lead off. Soto, your right fielder, batting second. Judge, DHing, batting third. Rizzo cleaning up and playing first. Volpe playing short, batting fifth. Verdugo batting sixth, playing left. Cabrera, seventh. Wells is catching today, eighth. Grissom, the center fielder, batting ninth. And Rodon. Carlos Rodon, however you want to say it, is your pitcher tonight. That is your Yankee starting lineup, Don. And as you know, it is, of course, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the K-Show and the official hot tea of the New York Yankees. You were saying, Don.
Now, I think that we are seeing a different Aaron Boone. And you are seeing Judge being treated a little differently because of his slow start. Because if he was off to a hot start, Yankees 5-1, if Judge, say, has Soto numbers, wouldn't he be off today? Day game after a night game, and that whole, well, we want to give him 2 days off. You know, it's been a long, you know, he's an older player now. We've always hear this. Try to give those days off when there's a day off coming and give him the rare 2 days off here. Why do I feel like if Judge was playing better, this would be an off day for him? So he's in the lineup because they probably want to try to get him going. And so is a lot of other guys. This lineup looks a lot different than you would normally see, you know, day game after a night game. So it looks like the Yankees are kind of pivoting a little bit away from the rest, or also just looking at some of these guys that are struggling and saying, hey, it's early in the season, let's get them going here. And let's take advantage of having a game to play and let him get his off day and the travel. But, Peter, you know, if he was hot, he'd be off today, and they'd be telling you about the back-to-back day, the long travel from Arizona back to New York for the game on Friday. Friday's a day game, opening day. He would totally be off if he was raking. So the fact that he's in there tells me the Yankees want to try to get him going.
Let's get things started and talk to good old Griffin in Connecticut. Oh, Griffin, bringing a wood you on a Wednesday? Please,
already.
Griffin,
it's
if not... you're going to do it, you got to be better than last week.
I got it. I thought of this. And I know Michael's just kidding when he said he's banning me for good, because Michael can't take it if somebody points out that goes after him. He Ooh. Thinks he's always innocent. But I'm sorry, I had to go after him. I didn't like the way he was treating my guys. That day,
you know what? You know what? You're a good man, Griffin. Don't worry. Don't you worry about it. You're fine. Man. You're welcome here.
Hey, listen. You're batting. You're batting well. You've got two of the three people on the show.
That's six.
So
six,
you
six,
don't
six,
have maybe. Michael, and you dug your hole deeper with what you just said about him.
That's okay.
Because it'll get back to him. But you still have. You'll always have me and Peter.
And I have Anthony, too.
Yes.
There you go.
And whoever's on the
That's
board
right.
loves you too. Whether it's Jacob, whether it's Tom, any given day, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
That's right.
Before I get to my would you, Don, you're 100% right. It's just, I feel like Major League Baseball thinks always trying to squeeze something in and trying to squeeze something in. And it's like yesterday, I had no clue what Major League or the Mets, whatever, were waiting for, because there was no way to squeeze in. Even if they played, it was going to be yucky and disgusting where people could get injured. So it's like, I just feel like we got to start being smarter, especially even if you could squeeze games in. You don't want to be playing it on disgusting, yucky, wet fields like that.
No, but you had it. I remember there was one game. God, Peter, I think he was a National, so it goes back a few years. When Bryce Harper was a night, long rain delay. They come out of it, a mist in the air, and Harper hits the wet bag and twists his ankle. I mean, is that what you want? Like, do you really want your star players playing in those conditions? And it's ugly to watch, and there's nobody in the stands. And somebody on Twitter said, well, maybe the Tigers wanted to play because they didn't want to give up their day off. I'm sure these players don't want to play on their day off. All right? But I get it. But, you know, it's up to the Mets before the first pitch is thrown. Once the first pitch is thrown, it's in Major League Baseball's hands. But I'm sorry. It's on the table. If I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. If you can prove it to me, then I'll hear your moment in court. But you can't tell me it's not at least on the table that these teams are like, boy, this is a great way to make a quick buck in a game that we know is not going to get played. You open up the parking lot, and for the Mets, they get that parking, right? I mean, the Yankees don't because they don't own those parking garages, but the Mets have that parking lot, and you're charging however much to park. And you come in, and you're buying merch, and you're getting food. It just, It seems like a scam to me. It just feels like a scam. On a day like yesterday, Peter, you live in New York. You felt it.
Oh, it's awful.
Did you see any chance of baseball being played?
Oh,
and then the same thing happens today, and they did the right thing. So I'll give them credit for that.
All right, Griffin, what's your would you?
Yes.
Would you guys rather have everybody in the world know what you are thinking for a year, or spend a year in jail?
And this is right? This is not a white collar.
This is
prison.
Both of you. That whatever you think, So if you're thinking something really rude, they know what you're saying.
Okay, so it was like that Mel Gibson vehicle, Peter. What was that movie from like 20 years ago?
What women want.
I'm talking about, right?
What Women Want.
What Women Want, right? I don't have. Well, there are filthy thoughts. I think I can live with people reading.
No, I can survive.
Than going into Gen Pop for a year and getting shivved, or worse.
Yeah, I'm probably with you. Although I got to tell you, I spent the afternoon doing a little piece for WrestleMania this weekend at a pizza place here in Philly called Down North Pizza, where all the guys who work there are formerly incarcerated.
Right.
They seem like they did fine. And they bounced back. We're making delicious. What a delight the pizza was.
And the ones that didn't do fine couldn't make it because of how unfine they were.
That's a great point by you.
So,
that they were so shivved.
Right. So they're no longer with us. But before you answer, think of it this way, Peter. Can you imagine a year of the Michael Kay Show in which Michael and I hear everything you're thinking during the course of the show? How uncomfortable that would be. Is it uncomfortable as a toothbrush shaved down to a knife in your chest? Probably not, but it's still uncomfortable.
What could be more uncomfortable than that, though? That's why I'll go with it. Speaking of which, let's go to Hector in Queens. Hey, Hector.
Hi, Hector.
Hey, Peter. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm just trying to figure out why you're singling out Judge. Like, out of everyone to single out, why you would be worried about him? And not singling out someone like Stanton, who's pretty much been garbage for like more than about.
Well, you just answered the question.
But you just answered your own question.
Why are you worried about the AL MVP? I don't understand why you're worried about that guy.
Because if Stanton's not good during the regular season, guess what? It's like every other regular season. If Aaron Judge isn't great this regular season, this 5-1 business isn't going to last.
Okay, we didn't say we're worried.
To honestly say that you're worried at this moment, really?
I did not say I was worried. I said, are we allowed to go that? I said, hey, can we start to think about, let's get a good game here?
Okay, I'll give it to you. Not after six games, Peter. Anyway, I love you guys.
When Michael's only response, Hector, is that, he missed all of spring training. He didn't get a lot of at-bats. That could be problematic. That's all.
I didn't say I'm in panic mode.
Well, first of all, Hector, stop it. We're singling out. We talked about Torres. We talked about Rizzo. But we're also talking about Aaron Judge. He's going to be fine. I get it. It's just, would you agree with me that he's playing today because he struggled? Don't you think that if he was raking, he probably gets today off?
Hector's gone, but he knows what you're saying.
No, but, God, nobody said worried. Nobody said concerned. Listen, if you guys want to play the game, let's put the Yankees on the shelf, and we'll talk about them. We'll parachute in once a month. What do you think, Peter? We'll check in once a month, who's doing what. But if we can't even just bring up the fact he's batting 125,
yeah,
he's got one RBI, we can't even bring it up. So that can't be a conversation. Listen, I'm sorry. It's a conversation because he's Aaron Judge, and he's God on earth as a baseball player. So it's a little weird that we're sitting here six games in. He's got no home runs. He's got one RBI, and he's batting 125. If Stanton does that, it's like, all right, well, that's Stanton. All right? Stanton's had struggles.
Come on.
All right? Rizzo's coming off a concussion, but this is Aaron Judge.
And some would say Aaron freaking Judge.
Well, yeah, so, but no, we're not allowed. Peter, all right, we talked about the Yankees. So let's set a date for May 5th. All right, May 5th, we'll talk about the Yankees again because it's too early to say anything. But meanwhile, we got people calling the show saying that, like, Soto's already locked in as the greatest Yankee of all time because of his first five games. But we can't touch Judge, who struggled in his first six. We're going to talk about what we talk about, Hector. If you don't like it, you know what you can do.
And you say that with all due respect, but you mean go scratch.
Yeah, exactly. Don't turn the radio off, but scratch with the radio on.
Beautifully said, Don. Let's take another call. Let's go to JJ, North Carolina.
Hey, this is JJ. Only has a good call 40% of the time.
No, we didn't say 40.
That was not said by either of the two of us, and the person
not,
that said no, it's not here.
No, not you guys. That clown big head with the pusing.
Wait. Let's keep it to us now.
Sorry.
Don't insult Michael when he's not here.
I apologize.
That's
too
not
far,
right.
Too far. I take it back. Anyways, yeah, I think you know you're right. I've been worried. There was two times yesterday he got fastballs right down the middle, like 92, kind of just fouls him off, Judge. And last year or the year before, he's smoking that into the bleachers. So you guys are right.
I'm sure it'll be fine. But
yeah,
my question.
He's gonna be fine. But you just like to see it, occasionally rip a double, rip a single here and there.
And I also, you know what I'd be concerned about, JJ? Honestly, he doesn't get any calls. That low strike, it's a thing.
There are so many pitches that are called strikes that are clearly balls.
Of all the ones in his career that have been below, like, that same call, that might be the worst one of them all. That was,
awful.
Like, at his toes.
Awful.
I think Cashman deserves a little bit of credit. It's like the right thing to, jump on him and whenever something bad happens, but these guys in the bullpen, Hamilton, this kid Birdie, that looks really good. Guys like that, they make a hell of a difference. And I just, hopefully he's not in the favor of all the fans and everything, but I think he's a solid GM. And right now there's nothing to complain about. Just let it ride out. It's 5-1. Hopefully they can win this series and go on to,
You said that, JJ. And listen, I'm no Brian Cashman defender. That's kind of Michael's department. I think Peter and I have both been critical of Cashman and think it's okay for the fans to be critical of him. But the thing you got to give him credit for, he can build a bullpen, and boy, did he turn out to be right about Volpe. Boy, did we get a ton of, why aren't they going out and signing these great free agent shortstops? Why are we waiting on Volpe? Well, now you know why they held on to Volpe, because he's a really good player, and I think he's going to become a flat-out star. So throw him his flowers when he deserves them. Criticize him when he deserves them as well, Peter. And it's still very early, but you're starting to see why he didn't trade Volpe. Give him credit for building a bullpen, which is, I think, the difference between a good team and a great team in this league. So when he deserves credit, give it to him.
We're in the middle of the Pinstripe Report, brought to you by Bet365. After the Yankees get started, we will talk some more, of course, about the New York Knicks, who suffered a tough loss and now put themselves in a situation where they really got to win a game against the Kings tomorrow. We'll talk about the Mets doing nothing but have games rained out and seemingly an owner who doesn't have an interest in trying to solve that problem. But let's take one more call here on the Yankees and go to Fran in Massapequa. Hey, Fran.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I always tell you that. You know that.
Thanks,
I'm just going to be real quick. Don, you're the man. You know that. But I'm gonna pump Peter up here. Peter, thank you so much. As a disgruntled, miserable, rotten Mets fan, thank you for at least throwing a little bit of reality at the Yankee fans. You too, Don. There's nothing wrong with what you guys are doing. I mean, that's what makes me sick about baseball and being a Mets fan and Yankee fans. And I got to listen to FAN every – I mean, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry I said that. ESPN every day.
It's okay. You didn't say a curse word. It's all right.
Yeah. But to me it is because I don't even want to mention that. Yeah. But anyway, I listen to you guys all the time, and the Yankee fans, I mean, they're so spoiled. And to hear that guy call up and to generate energy in his human body, to get mad at you, and they got 27, 28 World Series, they've been under 525 years, whatever it is. I mean, that's what makes us sick as Mets fans, because we can't turn you guys off. You have to talk about New York stuff. Love the show, but you're right. Shove some reality, Peter, right in their face. That's why I like you.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know if that's exactly how I intended it, Fran. A lot of interesting things
happened. He took it that way, which is fine.
Well, there's a lot happened in that call. There's a lot of different things happened, and I enjoyed all of it to some degree. That is the Pinstripe Report, brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary. Bet365, another nasty day on the Eastern Seaboard, but we're here for you. Peter and Don on the K Show on 98.7. And guys, It is Peter here for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Come get some. If you're worried about inflation, Security Dodge is turning back the clock with this deal. Zero down, $199 a month. That's right, inflation buster deal on a brand new 24 Dodge Hornet RT. $199 a month, 24 months, zero down. Go see Michelle Scalise during their Dodge Power Shot days and come get some. All right, guys, Peter here to tell you about my friends over at Bath Fitter. They did my bath, did a great job. Customized it for my needs, process easy, one expert installer, done in a day, no demo, no mess. Bath Fitter is a permanent high-quality solution and a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers just like me. For a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. So, start designing your bath today like I did at BathFitterDesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do some diamond notes brought to you by London Jewelers. A lot of calls here on the Yankees as we get you set for the big Yanks game. Michael on the call from Arizona coming up in about 10 minutes.
On TV.
Well, yeah, it's a yes vehicle. We are only on Ray Road, but you know because you're listening on 98.7 or on the app. Let's go to Anthony in West Milford and see what he has, Don. What's up, Anthony?
Hello?
Hey there. Hello, buddy. What do you got?
Oh, hi, guys. How you doing on this beautiful day? Peter, first, I just want to say hi. I'm really excited about WrestleMania. I think this is The Rock's best heel. I don't know. He's going to be awesome, and I love Cody Rhodes, too. But I wanted to say, because I was on YouTube just watching a bunch of baseball breakdowns, and somebody, I think on John Boy Media, did a breakdown of a bunch of scenarios in which McNeil was on first, less than two outs, and, you know, all the times they hit into double plays.
Yeah.
And to watch how his base running is, I mean, it was, I think, 160 that the guy said that he saw, and he gave up almost on all of them. He's very cordial, very respectful of the other player, but where's the competitiveness? Because he also did a comparison to Reese Hoskins. I mean, his slides, not late, but he does his best to break it up, getting big like a bear, going down. I mean, he's not hitting them. And also, I don't know if you mentioned it before, McNeil was like a statue on that base. No foot movement at all. No dancing, not trying to get out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if he had time to react. But I know there it is. But it's just, I mean, we have to change that culture, that mindset. Yes, there's no, I'm not saying we have to get down the base pass to break it up to injure somebody. That's the last thing you want to do. But getting big, at least getting that line of sight kind of messed up, that is what we need.
Yeah, the John Boy video compilation kind of just talked about the Mets not having an appetite to break up double plays. And that's fine if you don't want to play that kind of game. But don't expect the rest of the world to adjust to you. So the one thing that you should not get misconstrued by my rant last week about Hoskins is letting up McNeil.
My point, Peter, was if you got a problem, then take care of it. Don't shout about it. Don't complain about it. Don't moan and groan about it. Do something about it. And the Mets just don't have an appetite to do that. And you know what good teams are going to do, Peter? They're going to take advantage of that. Now, in hockey, not every fight breaks out because the hit was illegal. It's just that the other team took exception to the hit.
Right.
You know, so the fact that Hoskins' slide was deemed legal to me is irrelevant. What's relevant is that McNeil took exception to it and didn't really do anything about it. So I think the caller makes a good point that, you know, if the Mets want to play a certain way, well, don't expect the rest of the world to adjust to you. You're going to have to adjust to them. And if you don't have an appetite to get dirty, well, then don't complain when other people decide that they want to play on the edge.
Great point. Well said, Donald. Let's go to Danny on Long Island. Hey, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
The now officially banned when Michael's on the radio from Long Island. Yeah. I was on yesterday. I waited patiently. It never came. I cooked an entire chicken dinner. Okay, I'm a big boy. I've had worse moments in my life.
No, I don't care if you're mad or not. Just don't direct it at us because
we wanted
to hear from you too.
It's funny because I had the best line of the day as I was telling Pusick. As Peter was going through his autoerotic thing about making out with Molly and all that stuff, I said, whatever you do, don't open your eyes. That'll scare Molly away.
That's right.
As far as the call, we can't talk about guys after five games. Obviously, we're all sophisticated, quote, New York sports fans. We realize that you got to let the season breathe. But what should we do? Should Peter come on the air and say, guys, we know the Yankees and the Mets are playing, but we're not going to mention them till May 1st. We're going to act like it doesn't even count. Because really, it is baseball, and we have to let the season breathe. And yes, guess what? Volpe's not going to hit 450, and Judge is not going to hit 1.25. But we're going to ignore it and talk about Highlight and East German rugby or something, because we can't. It's right. Against the rules. No, we have to talk about it. And, you know, if Judge goes out today, hits 3 home runs and bangs in 6 RBIs, well, then he's on pace again to hit another 70 home runs. When this early in the season, the 121 average can turn into 300 on 2 or 3 good games. Now, well, if he's hitting 121 a month from now, you know, you have a story. But you have to talk about it.
And am I the only one, Danny, who, like, so last night I watched for a few minutes before I fell asleep. It was 3-0 Diamondbacks. I fell asleep to the sweet, sweet sounds of Michael Kay. And when I woke up, obviously, I go to check the box.
Michael, was a comment on that part?
I went to go check the box score, and I think I did what a lot of people would do. You look at the box score, and the first thing I ever go to is to see what Judge did. That is how I look at a Yankee box score. It always starts with Judge. And when now, 6 days straight, when I've looked, he's basically laid an egg. I go, oh, interesting. That's all.
If the Yankees lose the next 2 or 3 games, and Judge is still slumping, and Soto doesn't do anything, the worm would have turned. But I'll say one thing about Soto. If you have a child at home and you want to teach him how to be a hitter, just show him films of Soto. He has more hits to the left field. In the first week, he just waits back and just pokes the ball, waits deep into the batter's box, a little bit of Mattingly in there, but that's the way you hit a professional baseball, level swing, a beautiful thing to see, and when you see it every day, you appreciate it better than when you watch ESPN and you see him hit a home run, you don't really get to see all the at-bats, but he is a professional hitter, and I will watch Yankee games to see him hit because I appreciate the art.
Yeah, he definitely knows how to.
Hopefully, we have lots of day games on. Yes, otherwise, everybody enjoy their spring.
Well, thank you, Danny. I did notice he was on hold yesterday. I felt terrible for him.
Well, I did not know Michael pulled that move yesterday.
He's the big fella.
Yeah, the big fella. It's very unfortunate. Let's go to Chuck in the car. He's got a would ya? Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Chuck Bobuck, right. What's up?
Can you hear me okay?
Sure, we can.
Sorry. The would you rather drink a liter of your own urine or eat a small nugget of your own stool?
All right. We've had that one before.
Well,
and
exactly
again,
we have.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Okay. We do a lot of urine drinking talk on this show.
Yeah, and my answer is always you go with the urine because it's sterile.
You have to.
I just want to make a commentary real quick about the some of the regular callers.
Hmm.
that you have that you guys choose to put on the show. I think personally, I think Danny and Fran are great. Richard is entertaining. I mean, he's a little crazy, but he's entertaining. Griffin's a little whiny, but he usually brings it. But the new one, JJ, I can't.
Wow.
Not into
kinda,
JJ.
I mean, he refers to himself in the third person, and he just comes off as kind of like this, like a 40 version of David Spade. He's like, hey, guys, JJ, I've got a nugget. Speaking of nuggets, I got one for you today. I'm like,
that,
I can't.
That was a good guy. That's a good poll. So,
thank you very much.
Yeah, listen, this is our version of the Whack Pack, obviously. And so we all love them all in their own way. But you know what's interesting about that call? I think Michael agrees with everything you said. I don't think Michael is a fan of our regulars.
By the way, did he go right to – is Fran a regular?
I didn't think – I mean, he's called back-to-back days. I wouldn't put him with the ranks of
Danny.
You know, the Iras and the Dannys and the Richards and all that. But they all bring their own little special uniqueness.
Speaking of the regulars, let's go to Spike in St. Pete.
Hi, Spike. Another guy we love.
Well, I love you, too. I love you both, too. I'm very fortunate. Peter, my next-door neighbor is mid-30s. His parents bought him a house. He's got some issues, you know, but he works. He's very nice. He's like a Rain Man type of kid. Okay. And he loves talking hoops with me and wrestling. When I told him, you're going to enjoy this. So I said, I used to follow it when I was a kid, and then like hockey, and you know, you change your sports, I'll always stick with hoops. And that's, you know, like Don's hockey first and a Giant fan, even though he worked for the Jets. You know, we do what's right for us. And he goes, I can't wait for WrestleMania. I can't wait. And I said, I used to follow it, but I know Peter Rosenberg. He's a friend of mine. He goes, get out of here. And he said, and then he whips out his phone and he shows me the thing with you and Beetle predicting that The Rock's going to show up. I think that was the gist
of
it.
No, that right? Steve Austin's going to show up. Yeah, yeah.
Steve Austin, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kid, Peter, his eyes were like saucers. He says, what kind of guy is he? He says, he's a great guy.
Oh, thank you. You know what?
No, but I told him what you do, and then he's doubting me. He goes, you know, you're making this up. I said, no, he's morning and drive afternoon in New York City. He does wrestling. He does podcasts. He's all over. Does he rest? I said, he's got to walk his dog, so he can't rest. I said, no, he's really a great guy. And the guy told me that on the broadcast, because now my TV picks up that station that gets all the wrestling on it. So, you know, I'll look in and all. It's just, it's gotten, from what I used to watch it, going back to San Martino and Rock, and you know all the names, obviously. When it was on a UHF station, John, you used to have to put the rabbit ears up. But the guy was—I felt great about it. And I felt great.
That's very nice. Thank you, Spike. Send him my regards.
No, I will. I'm going to tell him I spoke about you, and I'll pull up the podcast, and he'll hear. I won't say his name because that's not right to do. But one real quick thing. Can you imagine, I saw that pitch. I get little pieces of the Yankees here and there, and I saw the pitch they called Judge out, and I just thought, what if Wembanyama was a right-handed hitter? You know what I mean? What do you do with the strike zone? It's got to go to umpiring in baseball, which I watch a little bit of, where it's got to be, you know, robotic umpires, because it's ridiculous.
We'll get there someday.
Last thing, Knicks are going to, look, Brunson's getting a bad beat here. He's had a tremendous year. He should be first-team All-NBA with Shea Gilgeous-Alexander in the backboard. He probably won't because he's young. But this crap that Windhorst started saying about he's hunting fouls, he's a contact player. You guys played basketball as kids. Maybe you still do now, Peter. I'm not sure. But, you know, he makes contact. So the officials gave it to him. Now they're changing the way they're officiating. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's it, because that's his game, man. If they're adjusting to it, if there was some sort of an edict that they're not going to be drawn into those charges that he's trying to draw, then that's going to hurt his game, because that is his game, Peter.
Oh yeah,
and those things do happen. You do sometimes start to, you know, it's not that they're changing the rules per se, but they'll get together and say, all right, let's make sure we call more balks, or let's make sure we're taking a look at the clutching and grabbing the NHL. As you get closer to the playoffs, if they're trying to establish something here, that could be a bit of a problem. You got the Yankee game on, by the way?
What, do I have
it
on?
No, you can't, because you're in Philly.
No, I do. Maybe, I do. I have it on.
But what is Aaron Boone trying to look like? Joe Torre? The way he's wearing his hat?
What was it? How does he have his hat?
Did you see it, Anthony?
Whatever you're seeing, I won't see for 3 days, but I haven't.
No, they were just like, he's got the sunglasses on, and the way that, you know, remember Torrey used to always, like, he almost wore his baseball cap like a top hat. It was like always kind of
right on
top of his head, but tilted like a little forward. Like, it, I don't know, maybe he's trying to change the vibe after yesterday. Well, this is the whole season right now. Aaron Judge is up, two outs, nobody on. This is it, Peter. If he doesn't homer here, I think their season is over.
Here we go.
Wait. Oh my God. He does look Torrey. That's so funny. Right? That is so funny. I never thought about it. So, okay. The way to describe it is Torrey, like, he used to, first of all, he was wearing the glasses, and then Torrey would sit. Yeah. He just lay the hat on the top of his head. Like, it wasn't even pulled down onto his head.
No.
It's like it was balanced on his hair. Maybe it's, you know what? It's probably hot out there. Maybe not. It's 77 degrees. All right, let's take one more Yankee call and go to Joseph in Queens. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, how are you guys on this gorgeous day?
Oh, it's a wonderful app.
If you're the Adams family.
First of all, I told Anthony I wanted to tell you, Don, game misconduct has just skyrocketed since he joined. It was great before, but it just got even better.
It was one of the great decisions I've ever made. Honestly, I'm very happy with it. He's terrific. He's a really talented kid.
Yeah. Yesterday, I don't know if any of you caught the Yankees game, but they did something I haven't seen ever. And in like the fourth or fifth inning, they got on the mic with Gerrit Cole. And it was absolutely incredible to hear baseball from like a pitcher's perspective. And he was just like, he was going through the motions, and it was honestly, they should do it and on a nightly basis. It was very interesting. Hopefully he doesn't have the chance to do it again because he's going to be pitching soon. That's the hope. But it was honestly incredible to listen to.
Yeah, I know. I didn't hear it. Joseph, thank you for the phone call. But I did see Michael promoted it before the game that they were going to have him on. And I would like to see more of that over the next couple of months. Obviously, once he starts pitching, I'm sure he's not going to have an appetite to do it, but I'd like to see a little bit more of that as Aaron Judge just struck out, Peter. So,
our nightmare
continues.
That was Diamond Notes, brought to you by London Jewelers. Their wedding band event is April 4th through the 7th. That's this weekend, kids. Visit londonjewelers.com for more information. Lot more to do, including get to the New York Knicks here in just a moment. All right? K-Show, 98.7 ESPN.
If you like me, you love to spend time at home. My home needed a refresh, so I chose the painting professionals at Serta Pro Painters. First, let me tell you that the estimate took no time at all. None. The team scheduled an initial call, consultation, to get the details of my project. They confirmed their appointments, showed up on time, and provided a detailed estimate of the work. I could not have been happier. The Serta Pro promises that you never have to tell your story twice. So from the consultation to the job, the communication with the team was exceptional. Free estimates, reliable communication, professional painting, all at the right price. When you're ready to paint and take projects off of your to-do list, contact Serta Pro Painters. Why wait? From now through April 30th, Serta Pro Painters is running its spring sales event. Special offers are available at participating locations. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They are a local business that you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. I can't recommend them more highly. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters. Well, I talk for a living, and whether I'm in the studio or at the ballpark, I'm sure to have a cup of Bigelow tea by my side. There's nothing like fueling my voice, body, and soul with only the finest tea. Bigelow Earl Grey. This delightful blend of black tea and real bergamot oil is not your ordinary tea. It's a broadcaster's dream come true. Keeps me energized and focused throughout the broadcast, ensuring I deliver nothing but the best for my loyal listeners. So join the millions of fans that make Bigelow Tea number one in New York. Bigelow Tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
It's
It's uncomfortable.
No, I don't think I could.
Really? But she's total smoke show.
At times incriminating.
Well, hold on.
Let's not be rash.
Let's not be, Don, hold on, but don't answer yet.
And a Michael K. Show favorite.
Michael, you're such a child.
It's the Would Ya Game.
We play it off the air all the time. The Would Ya Game.
That's right. We do. The Would Ya Game on the K Show. 98.7 ESPN. Ray Rowe only today, which means it's a very special kind of would you, Don.
Mm.
All right, here we go. Would you rather see your favorite team go 10 consecutive seasons of making the playoffs but not winning a championship?
Okay.
Or winning a championship but never making the playoffs for 10 seasons?
I guess it really depends on what team you root for. For me, I would take the championship.
Yeah, now I would too.
But I can see a Yankee fan saying no, because that's kind of like the world you're living in now. Scott Layden, remember Scott Layden from Utah back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Sure, dude.
We had him in studio one time, and I asked him when he was working with the Knicks. And he said he would take the 10 straight years making the playoffs because it shows consistency. It shows that you know what you're doing. Championships sometimes are kind of hit
well, and
miss.
It's their life, right?
Right.
Like, so, every year to be playing for nothing, that's terrible.
Right. But having a chance to be a part of forever, you know, winning that championship, people are never going to forget that. But from a fan's perspective, for me, I think I'd take the championship and then suffer the 10 years.
Because I always think about the Commanders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we don't win the championship. We don't win playoff games or the championship. So I would have rather had the last 10 years stink, but yeah. I'd won a title in 2014.
Because you're on a Met-type run, right? 91, right?
Yep.
So, and the Mets are 86, so we're only 5 years off there. Penguins have won recently for you. Celtics fairly recently, right? Was that 2008? So it's gone. It's been a while, right?
It's Celtics. I feel differently though. Celtics. I want to be in the playoffs and compete every year. It's a bit different. Let's because this is the number of championships. How about this one? Would you rather go on a date with your celebrity crush, which ends with a roll in the hay, and never see or hear from them again, or get to become friends with them for a very long time, but never have any romantic involvement?
No, let's do the roll in the hay.
Yeah, it's the only, honestly, it's the only choice.
Well, because think about it. Your celebrity crush, like that's basically the way I took that was like your hall pass. No offense. I don't want to like base it, Peter. You're not having a hall pass for conversation.
You're not.
You're not having a call pass to know I can call her up if I need some sage advice. I'm not looking for a ride to the airport.
Right,
we've got one thing in mind when we're thinking about our celebrity crush, right?
Exactly. And what's so I'm friends with Halle Berry.
Right.
I never got to hook up with her.
Never.
But every time I hang out with her, is Natalie really going to be thrilled that Halle Berry's always coming along?
Can I join?
Well, but again, that we already know that's out. So, yeah, come on. You got to roll in the hay. It's the move. Would you rather look like Brad Pitt in everyone's eyes, but you only ever see yourself as Kevin James? Or you always see yourself as Brad Pitt, and everyone else sees you as Kevin James?
No, you would rather take the look like Brad Pitt and you see Kevin James in the mirror.
Again,
because I'm sure Brad Pitt looks in the mirror and sees Kevin James.
You know what? Anthony, it's point guard. It's point guard. He doesn't see Brad Pitt. You can't see Brad Pitt every day, even if you're Brad Pitt.
Right.
So, by the way, how bad do you feel if you're Kevin James and you're literally being used as the standard for unattractive?
Which is unfair. He's not unattractive. He's just a little portly. And he made it work for him.
Yeah, I think so. All right, how about this one? Would you rather climb the tallest mountain or travel to the bottom of the sea?
Ooh. I'm going to go climb the tallest mountain because I think the sights would be better. What are you going to see when you finally get to the bottom of the ocean? maybe you'd see a fish that nobody else has seen. I wouldn't know because I've only seen a handful of fish. But up there, Peter, the sky, looking down at the world on a clear day? Come on. Breathtaking, no?
But don't you have to think about, I was thinking about in terms of what's harder. Like, and what's scarier.
Oh, what's scarier? For me, it would be going deep. Because I'd feel claustrophobic. I have no fear of heights. But to have all that darkness and that closed-in feeling, like it was horrible what happened to those people that wanted to see the Titanic, obviously. I think it'd be torture being in there anyway. Wouldn't you, how would you feel being that deep in the ocean, everybody right on top of each other in a very small, compact space like that? Wouldn't that freak you out more so than, you know, being on top of a mountain?
Yeah, I'd be freaked at being on the bottom of the ocean, especially knowing, Don, that even if you have all the proper scuba gear, in a pinch, you could have to, what if it dies on you? I'm not confident I can make it out. I'll tell you what, neither sounds great to me. 1-800-919-3776. We actually have two lines open. We'll take Tristan, Kieran, Frank, and Fred on the other side. There's some Yankee stuff there. There's a WrestleMania question. But let's get to some Knicks as well. Knicks fans, are you starting to feel a level, at least some level of legit concern? Because a couple of days ago, I sort of felt like people were being that guy and jumping the gun, but now slipping to the fifth spot and losing three straight, it's pretty reasonable to be worried. I'll tell you what I don't worry about. My bathtub. Thanks to my friends over at Bathfitter. They remodeled my bath, did an incredible job. Customized it for my needs. Process easy. One expert installer. Done in a day. No demo, no mess. Permanent, high-quality solution. With a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers just like me. For a limited time, get 0% interest. Save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. Start designing your bath today like I did at BathfitterDesign.com. There's only one Bathfitter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.